Last week, we were giving all of our listeners the chance to win their way to see our movie preview of Venom. And, you know, when we have a movie preview, we like to send our mate George along. And George is joining me in the studio now for a fantastic movie review. George, I hear it was your birthday the other day. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Part of your birthday was going to see the Venom movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, let's get straight into it. Got your movie review ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Let me start by saying, making a Venom movie without Spider-Man is tough. Think of it more like Spider-Man's zombie cousin meets Terminator. Venom is a tale of what happens when you let alien blobs called symbiotes hitch a ride back to Earth on a maniac spaceship. This villain is Carlton Drake from the Life Foundation as he tries to better mankind for his own evil gain. So as expected, the symbiotes escape the facility and try and take over Earth, morphing into bodies with hilarious results. Lucky for us Earthlings, one of the main symbiotes, Venom, takes over the body of Eddie Brock, played by Tom Hardy, and after some early troubles, Eddie and Venom become one, and it makes some very funny viewing, especially the one line as Venom whispers directly into Eddie's brain. The movie then takes predictable twists and turns as Venom and Eddie battle the head symbiote Riot and his host Carlton. This makes some great CGI action and keeps you on the edge of your seat, just enough to stop you from leaving. I won't give the ending away, as I do believe it is worth seeing, especially on the big screen. But don't forget to stay right till the end of the credits so you can see both of the hidden scenes. I give Venom 3 out of 5 pineapples.
Oh, I like it. So your last movie review that you did for us was The Ant-Man and the Wasp. Between the two movies, which one did you like more?
Probably Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Was it just a bit more funnier, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that, and it also filled in the plot holes between Infinity War.
Right, okay.
What happens between them.
Yeah. All right, well, George, love having you in, mate. Thank you so much for that great review.
Muchly appreciated.